The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 91 new COVID-19 cases and 0 deaths in its latest update posted November 256. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows. Collingwood, 2, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. Transmission is still under investigation for both cases. Wasaga Beach, 8, 3 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission and the rest are still under investigation. Barrie, 32, 10 youth under 18 years old, 8 people between 18 and 34 years old, 7 people between 35 and 44 years old, 4 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 3 people between 65 and 79 years old. 5 cases are linked to close contact, 2 are outbreak-related, and 5 are listed as community-acquired, no known link. The rest of the cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 5, 1 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact, and 2 are listed as community-acquired, no known link. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community-acquired, no known link, and the other 2 are still under investigation. Innisfil, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact, 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other case is still under investigation. Orillia, 6, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, 1 is linked to close contact, and 3 are still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other is linked to close contact. Remara, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 is still under investigation. Severn, 3, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact and 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link. Midland, 5, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. All 5 cases are still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 6, 4 youth under 18 years old, and 2 people between 18 and 34 years old. 2 cases are outbreak-related, 2 are listed as community-acquired, no known link, and 2 are still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. Muskoka District, 12, 9 people from Huntsville, 2 people from Bracebridge, and 1 person from Gravenhurst. Included in the new cases reported today are 60 unvaccinated, 5 partially vaccinated, and 26 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 555 active cases in the region. 27 people from Simcoe County and 2 people from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 15,348 cases of COVID-19 with 14,515 of those cases recovered and 278 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 77% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Monsignor Lee Catholic Elementary School, Orillia, declared November 24, 2 cases. Hewitts Creek Public School, Barrie, declared November 22, 5 cases. Tosarantio Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 10 cases ESC Nouvelle Alliance. Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 2 cases. S. La Caron Secondary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 7 cases. Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 5 cases. St. Anne's Elementary School, Penetanguishene, declared November 19, 2 cases. West Bayfield Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 7 cases. Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 5 cases. Severn Shores Public School, Cumberland Beach, declared November 18, 7 cases. Emma King Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 17, 9 cases. Maple Grove Public School, Barrie, declared November 16, 12 cases. St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 6 cases. Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 5 cases. W.C. Little Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 12, 10 cases. Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 8 cases. St. Catherine of Siena Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 1, 11 cases. An outbreak previously declared Nottawa Elementary School in Clearview Township is now over. There were 3 cases associated with the outbreak. Other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include Mapleview Community Church, Barrie, declared November 4, 29 local cases, with more cases in people who live outside the region. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 1, 26 cases. Unnamed Shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 8, 7 cases. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on November 26. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosarantio 252-229, 2 November 25-2, 126,101.75.9%. Barrie 5,234.4, 867,131. The 12th of November 25-3, 412,125.85.1%. Bradford WG 2,332,267.39. The 2nd of November 25 5,337.48.84.8%. Clearview 173,160.5.2 November 22 1,151.47.83%. Collingwood 300,291. The 4th of November 25 1,216.24.89.3%. ESA 603.583.5.3 November 23 2,506.42.74%. Innisfil 1,462.1,416.21. The 1st of November 25 3,546.53.83.6%. Midland 241.220.6.2 November 25 1,316.33.86.9%. New Tecumseh 1,721.1,686.19. November 25 4,065.40.79.7%. Aurelia 442.403.9.2 November 25 1,307.33.89.4%. Oro Medonte 290.275. 6 November 25 1,243.21.83.5%. Penetanguishene 252.236.8 November 25 2,615.83.90.7%. Remara 142.134.1 November 25 1,358.48.86%. Severn 113.95.3 November 25, 754.73.84.8%. Springwater 384.361.2 November 25 1,791.42.91%. Tay 144.139.3.1 November 21 1,284.62.87%. Tiny 159.156.2 November 24 1,192.N. A 79.2%. Wasaga Beach 381.336.5. 2 November 25 1607 34 86% fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital. Weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 14. NA indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.